Hi, Matt. Just me. How are you? Okay, everything's going all right? Oh, God. Yeah, well, hopefully that'll go well because it's so large. Yeah, full on. Seeing more and more of those. I was talking to people about that at the conference, but so I'll just touch base with him then the end of the day unless he needs a hand. I'm just at Rothwell because I dropped Mel back at Narangba. So yeah, I'll be home in 20 minutes or something. So yeah. Yeah, or if you check in, like if he's in surgery, that's fine. If he needs a hand or if he needs anything, just ask him to call. But I was just thinking I'll follow up the DPI and just send him another email to Sarge chasing results. Actually. Yes, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I didn't. Sorry. Oh, okay. When was that this morning? Right, yeah. I've got that actual permit to fill out, but I won't send that until Monday when I've done my final inspection, the whole point. Yeah, cool. I was going to ask. Could you, while I'm talking with you, do you have a second to just look at that second sample receipt and just see who the person is on the, like who I addressed the email to, who's actually doing the processing of the samples? Should be up in the top right-hand part of the. Thank you. Okay, so it's a different person again. Great. All good. I might chase it itself. Oh, it was probably the first conference that I've gone to that every single presentation was valid and usable and viable and, you know, not just like big noting themselves over something they'd done and everyone just goes, oh yeah, clap, clap, clap for that, you know. It was actually all really, really good. Really good. So I was happy with that. And the proceedings and that I can put on the computer at work or Brock can put it on his. So yeah, there's a few things that'll make our lives easier. There's a couple of products for chickens which won't be off-label use, so we'll be able to use those. And I've got a few things to chase up, things that we can bring in, just mostly about antibiotic use in chickens and how we get around it with the tighter restrictions on, you know, food producing animals. So yeah, but no, it was really good. I was so glad I went. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and Mel had a good time. She got lots of pics and yeah. No, it was good. She did. She didn't get paid last time. That's why she hasn't kind of kept it up. So all her stuff sold, but they never actually paid her. So I know. Now it's on consignment. So if she wants to restock, which she will at some point, but probably not right now, she'll do it on consignment, which will mean that she will actually get paid. Nope, not until she had to chase them. So she sent them all of the stuff, all the stock, and they never paid her for it. But like months and months went by, and she actually put in special orders to get made for them, and they never paid her. So yeah, she had to chase them and chase them and chase them. So. Consignment means she knows exactly what she's got that she wants to sell to put in the shop when it sells, they pay her rather than making out orders for them that they don't end up, you know, paying her for because it sits on their shelf before they sell it. Yeah, that's, I think that's their problem. Yeah. How's the rest of the week been? Okay. Weird. Yeah. Is it mostly emergency stuff? Yeah, not constantly crazy, so that's good. Don't know. Calvin's not on tomorrow, is he? I think I'm just on myself. How did the bearded dragon go that we did that ovariectomy on last week? How is it going? The on the Friday we did it. The bearded dragon because the ovarian follicles out. Friday last week, yeah. Okay, that's good. I asked Al to chase it on Monday. Yeah. And there wasn't any more football in the background after Monday. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, Al's there today, is he? Cool. If Brock knows, if he's got anything in, he'll call me anyway, I think. But yeah, God, the reception. You know where we were in the villas. It never really was an issue with reception. Like, but the one we were staying in this time was number three, so it was probably much higher up the road to and it just was like patchy. My phone kept going in between New South Wales time and Queensland time, and I had maybe one bar if I was lucky. So reception was really bad, which was why I was worried with all the DPI crap when they wanted that form filled out. I just knew I wouldn't have the internet wasn't going to be working well enough for me to do it and send it. So I was glad Chrissy could do that. They were, I know. And you know, the thing is, I had forgotten on the first round, and when they didn't ask for it then, which would have been easy as, like, I just sort of thought, oh yeah, it's part of the protocol, that's fine. But because they didn't ask for it then, and they already had the existing list of bird samples, I figured this time round I wouldn't even need to worry about it. So, and of course, last minute I'd forgotten it, but. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's just the list. Yeah. And Brock was the only one probably that would have known about it, which is why I mentioned that in the text to you, if you even got it. I don't even know if you got my text. About Oh, that's good because I. Yeah, cool. Yeah. He was the only one that knew about the numbering system and filling it out online for them. So I think they just wanted to cut and paste and make less work for themselves. It was that admissions manager. Yeah, exactly. I was just like, fuck you. Yeah, and the person that was causing all the drama was just an admin assistant person. The admissions officer, it's not the people that actually run the test, who have no problem at all with the way that that's presented. Yeah, I just, you know, it was probably, it was misguided on my front because I'd forgotten about that multi-step list form until I got to Scott's, and I thought, no, it's too late now, so I'm just going to have to send them the way they are. Anyway, all good. Yeah. Crazy, I know. Worth the way. The traffic coming back today was horrendous. But, you know, it didn't matter. But if I tried to kind of work this afternoon, I would not have functioned. It's been, we left up at the mountain at 8:30. We stopped in Canungra for about half an hour, and since then I was on the road. So it's taken about 4 hours. So, really? Well. Well. Not. Oh. Crazy. That's all right. I mean, people understand when that's happening, and, you know, never an issue, really. Yeah, and you're already stressed when you get out of the car. Like, yeah. I saw Robin Stenner up there. She came. You know, he did some locums for us at Brighton. Yeah. Oh, so good catching up with her. So, and she lives up at Tambourine. No, she lives on Tambourine Mountain. But she's living in her... yeah. Oh, she's stretched. Like, she's already... Eve, which is the koala thing up at Torbal. They've got another one down at Coomera. So she works there. Yeah, it was good seeing her. And, Alex Rosenwax was there, who dropped in and saw the clinic from Sydney, you know, who sold his practice. He was there. Beck Taylor was there. She said to say hi. Yeah, she's doing 2 days. Four days a fortnight. I think it works out because she works on alternate Fridays and Saturdays. Yeah, she seems more relaxed than she was. She's still not as intense and asks you a billion questions one after the other. So that was an easier conversation. Yeah. Sasha Miles was there from Budrum. That was good because I kind of got to talk to her at length, not about the problems we're seeing. She knows about that. More just with, you know, try and ease her mind that I'm not someone who's going to, you know, step on toes or anything like that. And we don't see any second opinions from them anyway. Not a problem. Yeah. But, all right, well, I hope the afternoon goes smoothly and, Is there stones just in the bladder or in the ureters as well? Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh, come on. Oh, my God. Yeah, just poke your head in, tell him he can, you know, talk to me through you if he needs to for the surgery. Yeah. All right. Sorry, he's lifted. He's got the phone out, has he? Or Yeah. So just cut the bladder and remove it. It's in the bladder. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No worries. All right, Matt. Well, and what's on your weekend? Oh. Oh, good. Fulham. Yeah. And we stopped in I said we stopped in Canungra. It's just kind of like a get out, walk around before you then tackle the highway. And there's a shoe shop in Canungra that I stopped at once when I had the girls in the car, and I had like 15 minutes to look, and I'm like, oh, it was successful then. 15 minutes, I bought three pairs of shoes. So we went in there. We went in there because they've got a sale area out the back. And most of the really good quality shoes, and they're normally like $200 plus, and they sell them out for like $50 a pair. So yeah, I bought four pairs of shoes. Yeah. Oh no, it's gonna last me the rest of the year now. Oh, I know. Yeah, not really, no. So yeah, that was good. Yeah. Yep. The invoice. Yeah. Okay. About 2 grand or something. Oh, not much. No. Super. Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind that. Right. Yep. Yeah, that's okay. We make it work with the other stuff, so it'll be fine. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I was thinking, we could even we could, if you do the calculations for the super, and then if it's a hassle, just do it on say a Wednesday when we're both at work. So if you need the codes, and it's like more than one, and it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you need a code for each one or something. So if that's the way it works out. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, if it goes straight to the fund for each individual, or if it's a if like the same thing. He's straightforward too. Like he don't he want. He said it's going to be a problem that he would tell us. So she'll be right. And if we're stuck, we could always ask Naomi. Well, have a lovely, uneventful afternoon. No emergencies. Tell Brock, I hope your surgeries go well. Yeah. The kakariki. Yeah. It's not what a bride is it? No. Yep. Oh, she's got two daughters, so it's probably not the schizophrenic one that reported her to got her animal seizures. It's probably the other one. Right. The big orange, like orangey red haired one. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. Yep. I'll deal with that when we thanks for mentioning that. I was just gonna deal with it when we closed, if they were still there, I was gonna take them home. Yeah. Oh my God. It's just being shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, cool. All right. And who's on tomorrow? Is Em back or is she, is it Al and Sharon? Yeah. They'll be right with just one of me. With Kelvin on it. It's a bit chaotic. It'll be fun. Can you just keep an eye on Al that he scrubs the instruments with the actual instrument scrubbing brush and not the the sink brush? Yeah, well, he just wasn't aware of it, and he did ask, okay, what do you scrub the instruments with? And I said, it's that brush up there. And if that brush up there isn't there for whatever reason, just pick up one of the sponges that we scrub with and scrub it with those. Yeah, so he knows, but just in case. All right. Well, you have a nice weekend when you get there. See you Wednesday. Thanks, mate. See ya. Bye. Bye.